Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless both humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Listen to your heart, and you will know the profound truth that you are one with all life. And in case you've forgotten, remember that you're not just the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that we think of as the human ego. You are a magnificent child of God, an I Am Presence. This is a vitally important moment in the evolution of this planet, and we're witnessing the most intensified cleansing process that humanity has ever experienced. The light of God is increasing, and everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface so it can be transmuted back into light, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth can manifest. We've all heard the saying, you cannot pour new wine into old bottles, lest the new wine becomes contaminated. And that's not just a cliche. It's a very powerful metaphor. If we ask our I Am Presence for clarity about that statement, we'll understand more about the process that's taking place on Earth at this moment and why the intense purging the Earth and humanity are going through is so imperative. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about this cleansing process, and we're going to utilize some of the very powerful tools that our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven have given to humanity. These tools from on high are being revealed in order to assist us in alleviating the pain and suffering that is occurring through this very necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. It is not the intent of our Father, Mother, God to wreak havoc in the lives of humanity, but rather to give us tools and understanding so that as we move through this necessary process, we can do it in a harmonious way with the least amount of pain and suffering. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. And the goal of the beings of light in the realms of truth are to help us see the bigger picture, so that we can understand what is happening during this unfolding divine plan that we are now in the midst of. The divine intent of this radio program is to provide the opportunity for all of us to work together so that we can join forces and increase the light that we are adding to the world, thus minimize the pain and suffering that humanity is experiencing through this very necessary cleansing process. With a new level of comprehension, we're going to be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of anxiety, fear, and the feelings of being overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know and understand that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Listen to your heart and ask your God presence, your I Am presence, for guidance. And you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will help you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live today or whether you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. And your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold as we join energies with your I Am Presence and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Because we are one, and as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. And as you continue this deep, rhythmic breath, ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. And as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming through every heart flame a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process in the higher schools of learning. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving upon her into the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present eternal moment of now. So open your heart and mind and pay attention to the full power of your focus. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have revealed to us that this year, 2011, is an auspicious year that will move the earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love beyond anything we've ever experienced. The myriad activities of light that will occur this year are divinely designed to prepare every particle of life on earth to withstand this increased frequency of divine love at an atomic, cellular level. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven want this influx of divine love to assist humanity in ways that will only enhance our earthly experience and not cause more problems or destroy our earthly experience. This is a critical step in our ascension process, and it will prepare humanity at a cellular level through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies for the unprecedented influx of light that is occurring now and will increase daily and hourly through 2012. 2011 has been heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal by the Company of Heaven. These changes will be God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, joining forces with the entire company of heaven. That means that you and I and every other awakened person on this planet have the responsibility of being the open door for this influx of divine light. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various activities of light that will be called to our attention and that we will participate in through our I Am presence and through our four earthly bodies. This cosmic moment is providing humanity with opportunities beyond anything we've ever experienced. This truth is resonating now in every person's heart flame at some level. And people everywhere are beginning to sense the magnitude of the hour. People in every walk of life are awakening, and they are beginning to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. We have all been preparing for literally eons of time to fulfill our unique individual facets of this unfolding divine plan. Now our I Am presence is calling us into our highest service ever. Now is the time. If you are networking on the internet or communicating with people around the world, you know that there are all kinds of reports of cataclysmic earth changes being predicted. These reports are coming from every conceivable source, including some ancient indigenous cultures, as well as some scientific forecasts. This revivified interest in dramatic earth changes is not occurring by chance. In fact, that cataclysmic purging is exactly what was expected to occur in the original divine plan after we go through the shift of the ages. That type of cleansing was to be a major factor in creating the environment so that the new earth would ascend into the higher fifth-dimensional frequencies of perfection, and the old earth would be able to pass away. People are tuning in to those obsolete predictions and reporting them as though they are still destined to occur. But that is not the case. Everything has changed through myriad activities of light that have taken place over the past several decades. Those old predictions are no longer viable, and the cataclysmic earth changes are no longer necessary. There is a powerful contingency plan that is now in place that was co-created by awakened lightworkers all over the world working in unison with the company of heaven and the mighty elemental kingdom, the directors of the elements, the mighty Elohim, and the directors of the earth, the air, the fire, the water, and the ether elements, and all of the divine intelligence associated with the physical plane of earth. The two earths that were originally predicted have now become one, and every person evolving on this planet has made the conscious choice through their I Am presence, their true God reality, to do what is necessary to account for their karmic liabilities so that they will be able to ascend into the fifth dimension with the earth and the rest of humanity. This is a miracle beyond our comprehension, but it is a profound truth that has been revealed to humanity by the company of heaven. We are still hearing that each person must make the choice, and what the company of heaven is telling us now is that inner levels, through the I Am presence of every evolving person, the choice has been made to do what is necessary for each soul to atone for their karmic liabilities and move forward with the light. With this miraculous event, the mighty Elohim breathed the frequencies of the third dimensional earth into the embrace of the fifth dimensional patterns of perfection for the new earth, and the two earths became one. Now all of the negativity that was originally going to be left behind with the old Earth is being pushed to the surface so that humanity can deal with it, transmute it back into light, we can atone for our karmic liabilities, and we can move forward into the fifth dimension in this ascension process. Since the monumental influx of divine consciousness, which took place during an event called Harmonic Concordance in November of 2003, the initial shift of the ages has been ascending in tangible form. Humanity's I Am presence now has a greater access to our heart and mind. This glorious aspect of our own divinity can now work with us in previously unknown ways as we volunteer to assist in the healing process that is now unfolding on Earth for humanity and all life evolving on this planet day by day. Remember, our thoughts and feelings are creative, so it is vital that light workers and awakening humanity join together now to transmute the negative predictions of destruction and death that are being buffeted about via the media and the internet at this time. People see things occurring in the outer world, such as the events in Indonesia and the tsunami there, in Haiti and in Japan, and people are perpetuating the belief that this is just the beginning of cataclysmic earth changes. People who are reporting these cataclysmic events are tapping into obsolete etheric records that no longer serve the highest good for this planet. The underlying intent is to keep humanity so paralyzed by fear that we will not be able to experience the full glory of the shift into divine consciousness that is now flooding the earth. There are some outer world events taking place, but they are part of the fulfillment of the divine plan. They are shocking humanity into the realization that the things that we have accepted as necessary, such as drilling for oil and nuclear energy, are a necessary part of the plan. Those two modalities of energy have caused more havoc and more destruction to the pristine body of Mother Earth than anything else that humanity has inflicted upon her. We must demand a new higher source of clean energy. And so the catastrophic possibility of what oil and what nuclear energy will do to the planet is being revealed to us in ways that can no longer be denied. The Earth is a living, breathing organism, and she is now going to cleanse and purify herself of the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her. The important thing to understand now is that this cleansing can be done through light and the influx of divine love being invoked through the divinity of humanity rather than through destructive earth changes. This is where the light workers come into the picture. We are now being called to a new level of divine service. During the time between the December 21st, 2010 solstice and the full moon lunar eclipse that took place on that day, and the new moon solar eclipse on January 4th, 2011, hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world joined heart flames and created a new planetary cause of divine love that was established in the realms of cause. Once something is established in the realms of cause, nothing can delay it from eventually manifesting in the world of effects. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is up to you and me and the rest of the people in physical embodiment and how we magnetize these patterns of perfection into the physical plane. This powerful influx of divine love is now blazing through the heart flames of embodied light workers through each I Am presence that is awakening and magnetizing this light, and it is gradually piercing into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy on Earth. Everything that conflicts with divine love is now being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace to be healed and transmuted back into light. All we have to do is turn on the television or watch the news or read a newspaper to see that around the world, that heart flame is responding and people are demanding freedom. They are demanding equality. They are demanding oneness, prosperity, healing, and equal rights. And everything that conflicts with divine love, all of the atrocities that have been inflicted on Mother Earth through greed, selfishness, and our pursuit of the almighty dollar is being pushed to the surface. This is causing tremendous stress in the body of Mother Earth, and this needs to be addressed by you and me and every awakening person around the world. We have all heard the Hopi quotation that says, "We are the ones we have been waiting for." Never in recorded history has that statement meant more or been more appropriate than during this cosmic moment. At this very moment, radical, revolutionary, overnight change is more possible than ever before. And humanity's collective shift into a consciousness of divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life is now not only possible, but it is a viable and very tangible option. Miraculous changes are daily and hourly taking place within every man, woman, and child. And we each, with clear intent, consciously focusing on both our personal and planetary transfiguration, rebirth, and renewal, can assure that our victory is at hand. With the accelerated influx of God's divine love that is occurring now on planet Earth, humanity's spiritual brain centers are being activated. This divine love is filtering into our outer minds, and our I Am presence is able to release new visions of possibility through our conscious mind, in which the oneness of life, peace, abundance, and freedom are tangible realities. And we begin to comprehend through a new level of inner knowing that reverence for all life is the order of this new day. Our fifth dimensional solar chakras are enabling the physiological aspects of both the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the infinite physical perfection of the fifth dimensional new Earth. The two Earths are now one. This process is reordering humanity's DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar fifth-dimensional light bodies. Our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. This event is creating a deep stirring and a change within each of us. And suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another vitally important facet of the divine plan. So for just a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and kneel before the altar of divine love blazing there. Listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance and respond to the clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. The key factors in humanity's ultimate awakening involve both the remembrance of our oneness with all life and the healing of the atrocities that we have inflicted on the body of Mother Earth. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to heal humanity's separation from God and to restore the body of Mother Earth to her original perfection. If this were not the case, your I Am presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. The need of the hour is for awakened lightworkers to now join our hearts and minds together as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of the violet flame that will transmute the surfacing negativity and reinforce the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. The reason the Company of Heaven has assured us that the cataclysmic Earth changes that were originally predicted are no longer necessary is because they are aware of the heart commitment of you and me and the millions of people all over the world who are willing to invoke the violet flame on behalf of humanity and Mother Earth. Yes, indeed, we are the ones we have been waiting for, and now is the time. Know that light is infinitely more powerful than fear. One lightworker, focusing effectively on the light, can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given a rare cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. And in order to help accelerate the awakening taken place on Earth, they have been given permission to amplify our unified efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. 1,000 times 1,000-fold. That means that the critical mass of heaven on earth is much, much closer than it appears from outer appearances. The following invocation and visualizations that we're going to do together now are specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every neophyte an awakened soul to integrate these new frequencies of divine love quickly and effortlessly, and to reinforce the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth so that we can avert the potential of cataclysmic Earth changes that were once predicted eons ago. As this force field of light is empowered each day through the thoughts, words, actions and feelings of lightworkers around the world, its effect will be exponential, and the light of divine love and planetary healing will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. So now, let's join our hearts with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth, and with the entire Company of Heaven and all of the legions of light who are associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention, knowing that we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, and that the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is joining with us in consciousness now, as well as the entire Company of Heaven, throughout infinity. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every person on earth, both in and out of embodiment. I am also one with my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. Now, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's violet flame of infinite perfection that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving at this time. As this light flows from the core of creation into our crown chakras, we open the stargates of our hearts to full breadth, and we instantly become the open door into the world of form for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. This violet flame is pulsating through our heart flames and blazing in through and around all of the inharmonious actions being pushed to the surface of earth at this time, all of the activities involving lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing is now or has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Instantly, the violet flame begins transmuting this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection. Now, violet fire angels traverse the planet north, south, east, and west, and take their strategic positions over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet. These selfless fifth-dimensional messengers from the heart of our Father, Mother, God are now reaching out their great loving arms, raising up a limitless number of people in every one of these locations who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Each of these people now understand the full importance of the violet flame, now being offered to humanity by our Father, Mother, God, to free us from all of our human miscreations and all of the surfacing things on the planet that are creating such pain and suffering. The conscious use of this mighty power of the violet flame from the heart of God is causing to be established within every one of these places and every one of these people, great forces of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity until humanity's human miscreations are transmuted back into light, and the body of Mother Earth is healed and restored to her original perfection. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am Presence of every person and the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand and expand through the stargates of our hearts. This sacred fire is expanding through the immortal, victorious threefold flame, blazing in every person's heart, and explodes into a tremendous starburst. This magnificent, miraculous influx of the violet flame is increasing with every breath to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of freedom's love and transmutation. We ask you now, through the I Am presence of every evolving person on this planet, to blaze the light of a thousand suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the body of Mother Earth, until the elements of earth, air, water, fire, and ether are purified and restored to their original pristine beauty. Blaze the light of a thousand suns now through all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. Reinforce with bolts of violet lightning all of the faults, the cracks, the fissures, and the tectonic plates, and all of the wounds created in the body of Mother Earth through humanity's nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and every other human affliction. Intensify these activities of light through the elements of the earth and her vulnerable areas. Increase them daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until this earth and all life evolving upon her has completed our ascension process into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. Now, beloved legions of light, expand this activity of purification through the most intensified activity of the violet flame, through the other surfacing maladies now occurring on this planet, through the influx of divine love. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the perfection of all life, and every expression is a healing benediction to bless humanity and lift all life into the frequencies of harmony and balance. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all of the incoming babies, through the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their mighty I Am presence. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, and universities, through all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all religions and all spiritual activities and teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal brotherhood and sisterhood will quickly manifest. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, healing, compassion, and vibrant health are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of a thousand suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, through all money and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into vibrant health, eternal youth, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy, until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. Now, beloved legions of light and the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, project the violet flame of God's infinite perfection into the mental body and the etheric mind and physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. Balance the right and left brain hemispheres of each person and activate our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains. Rewire our physical brain structures to withstand the increased light of divine love that is now flowing into the planet, and heal the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with our I Am presence and the company of heaven. Assist us to perpetually hold open our fifth dimensional solar crown chakras of enlightenment, and allow each of us to reunite with our I Am presence on a tangible, conscious level. We ask that you keep this influx of divine love blazing through each cell, molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures until our minds and brains are restored to their original purity and divine intent. Help every soul to be once again fully alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God and the new planetary cause of divine love, so that we may all achieve great skill in transmitting these patterns into physical expression. Legions of Light, expand the harmony of humanity's true being. Fill our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with tones of cosmic harmony and draw these vehicles into alignment with our I Am presence. Allow the light of God to constantly maintain a state of eternal peace and calm in our outer minds. Instantly dissolve all thoughts and feelings that conflict with divine love and humanity's divine plan and the potential of divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. Like the sea reflecting the sun, help us to keep our conscious minds open to the divine plan of God's infinite love. And then, seeing and knowing this plan, allow each of us to go forth and manifest it tangibly in the world of form. Beloved ones, bathe the earth and her atmosphere now in oceans of your cosmic melody, color, and harmony, so that all life will feel at one with your exquisite, prismatic, cascading sea of music and light. In deep humility and gratitude, we thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth. We now enter deeper into the secret place of the Most High Living God within our hearts. There we kneel before the altar of love and offer ourselves in service as we surrender our lower human consciousness to the perfection of our I Am presence. We now stand before the light of God, and all of our earthly vehicles are brought into perfect alignment. Our 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine is aligned with our 12 solar chakras, which are open to full breadth. And the 12 solar aspects of deity from the very heart of God are now blazing through each of our 12 chakras. As this activity expands and expands, we become a radiant sun of God's pure light, now tangibly present in the physical plane of Earth. We are one with humanity. We are one with the legions of light throughout infinity. We are one with all creation. We are one with our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. From this perspective, we are able to see the 12 solar strands of our DNA that are now being recalibrated within the cells of every human being. In our mind's eye, we see this DNA as a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified by light, radiation, magnetic fields, and sonic impulses as it accelerates into fifth-dimensional frequencies of pure light. We witness the genetic codes of fifth-dimensional infinite physical perfection being activated within humanity's DNA. These perfected codes are being imprinted on the immortal, victorious threefold flame of divinity in every human heart, and they are being secured into the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle of life within humanity's earthly bodies. This energy adjustment ignites every cell and lifts humanity into higher frequencies of light than we have ever been able to experience. Within this light, each person's I Am presence is able to open the conscious mind to a new influx of divine love. This greatly increases humanity's ability to perceive and understand what is happening on Earth at this time. People everywhere begin to truly know that the powerful solar flares and the incomparable influx of divine love are creating vast changes moment by moment. They realize now that the hands of time are shifting and humanity is experiencing a transfiguring rebirth and renewal, a new beginning. Every person begins to comprehend the magnitude of their purpose and reason for being on Earth during this cosmic moment. And all of the physical and emotional densities that have blocked this realization in the past are swept away. Powerful, multidimensional, multifaceted rays of the 12 solar aspects of deity are now pulsating through each person's brain, and they begin passing back and forth between each person's right and left brain hemisphere. The light gently forms an infinity symbol, a reclining figure eight, uniting the hemispheres of the brain, bringing them into perfect balance. As the light flows through all of the pathways and meridians of the brain, it reconnects the circuits and heals all of the fragmented connections. This activity of light balances the hemispheres of the brain and brings into equilibrium the masculine and feminine aspects of deity within every person. This activity of light is paving the way for the integration of humanity's I Am presence and the assimilation of our fifth dimensional solar light bodies at a cellular level. As we hold the focus of our attention on this process, we clearly witness humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being assimilated into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light vehicles. The free-flowing solar light is expanding into every cell, integrating our I Am presence and allowing that aspect of our divinity to step forth to take full dominion of our earthly experiences. The I Am presence of each person is taking command, and now in unison, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, humanity affirms, I am now the perfection of my I Am presence, grown to full stature, and I reclaim and accept my personal divinity as a beloved child of God. I instantly and permanently release and let go of all beliefs and behavior patterns that conflict with the truth of who I am. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to fulfill the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to reflect reverence for all life in everything I think, feel, say, and do. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to be the open door through which the light of God will continually flow to bless and heal all life on earth. I accept this God victoriously accomplished, even as I call. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. We now return our consciousness to the room and become aware of our physical bodies. As we gently move our fingers and toes, integrating into our bodies, allowing the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God to be assimilated physically, etherically, mentally, and emotionally. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all the love of my being for your willingness to be an open door and for participating in this activity of light today. Please join with us again next week as we expand the light of our world through our unified efforts. Allow this light to increase daily and hourly through your heart flame, breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically, moment by moment, knowing that the light of God is always victorious and you are that light. My name is Patricia Cotaroblis, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.